Hello and welcome to another Get Great English podcast. And today we're going to take a look at things left unsaid, you know, reading between the lines, sometimes known as ellipsis. When you're speaking to somebody, they might not always give you a full sentence as their answer. And this is sometimes a little bit confusing for beginning speakers or even intermediate speakers. For example, if you ask your English teacher, "What did you do on the weekend?" they might say, "Oh, I went out and you know." And that long gap is actually there for you to fill the blanks. It could mean, "Oh, you know, I did the same things I usually do." Or it could mean, "You know, I went out and I got drunk at the weekend, but I don't want to talk about it." Things like this. Sometimes we leave big gaps in order to not say something that's a little bit embarrassing as well. So, for example, "Oh, John, I heard the boss had to talk to you." "Yeah, it was about the mistakes I made. So I went to see him and then there's that big gap." And that's to let you use your imagination, or maybe John is hoping that you understand what he's talking about. Another thing that people sometimes can't get used to is the difference between answers in the language classroom and answers in the real world. Now, in my opinion, this really shouldn't happen. But, you know, language teachers want people to answer in full sentences so they can practice grammar. Unfortunately, most normal native speakers don't always answer in full sentences. So, for example, if you ask your teacher, "Where did you go at the weekend?" they might answer, "Oh, I went to a museum with friends." But if you ask a native speaker who's not an English teacher, or, you know, even a very proficient non-native speaker, they might answer you with, "Oh, a museum." And that's fine. You know, it's normal. But sometimes it's a little bit surprising, because in the classroom, you know, students are always told to please answer in full sentences. So it's okay not to answer in full sentences all the time, but, you know, if you want to make your teacher happy, then play by the rules. But remember, in the real world, English isn't always the same as in the classroom. I hope this is helpful. If it is, leave a comment. I'd love some comments. You know, or you can get in contact with me by Twitter at Get Great English, or if you search for me on Facebook or Google Plus, it's just getgreatenglish.com. Thanks ever so much for listening. Goodbye.